Millions of businesses for sale. There has to be some opportunities in there somewhere. We're going to talk about that on this episode of Real Estate Revenue.
This is Real Estate Revenue.
Everybody, welcome to episode 58 of Real Estate Revenue. I'm Paul Airy, and this is the last episode that will be called Real Estate Revenue. Next episode, we will start our rebranding process that I have talked about in the past, and I'll have a new name and expanded topics. We are still going to be talking about commercial real estate and real estate in general, but also we're going to add some other things, business-related topics, businesses, for example, as in this episode, and basically just anything that has anything to do with money and with financial momentum, which is the name of our podcast from here on out. So businesses for sale. Let's get to that. There are millions of businesses for sale. In fact, currently, 2.5 million in the U.S. And there will be, in the next 2 years, as many as 12 million businesses for sale in the United States. That is roughly a third of all the small businesses. Now, why are these businesses going up for sale? Why are they going on the market? Well, it's because we have a huge retiring population. The baby boomers are retiring at a rate of about 10,000 per day. It's a huge amount of retirees. They reach that magical age of 65, where for some reason, everyone thinks you need to retire. Now, I guess we could get into a debate on retirement. I'm not here to talk about the merits or lack of retiring or of retirement. We're going to talk about what they're doing with their business. Because when they retire, their business has to go somewhere. They either have to sell it, give it away, or close it. And if they don't have family members that want that business, they haven't trained their children to take it over, or if they don't want it, they have to do something with it. They either have to sell it. Maybe they sell it to their employees. Maybe they sell it on the market, on the open market, or maybe they just shut it down. Sadly, a lot of those will just get shut down because many sellers, many business owners haven't even considered selling and wouldn't know how to go about it. Many of them just want to leave and they just want to shut it down. Now, what that does, of course, is that if they have employees, kind of puts their employees out on the street. And, you know, that's not a good thing. And it's a shame to have built up a business for 30 or 40 years or 50 years, having it be a success and then just closing it down. It's such a waste. So the alternative is to sell it. Now, as a commercial real estate broker in my business, I see a lot of this stuff firsthand. I'm seeing an increasing amount of businesses going on the market right now, and it's for that reason. I currently have one client. I have a listing on an industrial property, and he's wanting to retire. He listed the real estate with me to just sell the real estate, and then he happened to mention, "Oh yeah, I have a business for sale too. I'm going to sell my roofing company." And this is a pretty large, successful business. So naturally, when I heard that, I thought, I knew there were a lot of baby boomers retiring. Maybe there's an opportunity in there somewhere for me, not to buy a business, but to start selling businesses. So we're looking into that, selling businesses that also own the real estate that they occupy. And there seems to be a lot of those. So I'm already working with another person that has also a construction-related business an air conditioning company who owns his real estate, and he's ready to retire. So there are a lot of these people out there, and if somebody doesn't take them over and keep running that business, we're going to find ourselves, first of all, in a situation where there's nobody out there to fix your air conditioners or your plumbing or your electrical stuff if they just shut all these things down. And another problem is big investors from out of town are coming in buying these companies. And I don't like seeing these companies get into the hands of non-local people. A business like that should be a local business. And there's nothing wrong with franchises, but these aren't franchises. These are local businesses are being absorbed into a bigger business. People put together an investment fund and they buy a bunch of businesses, package them all together, run them for a few years. Sometimes they run them into the ground. Unfortunately, I have seen that happen. And then they sell them off. And then who knows who's going to end up with them after that. So there's an opportunity here. The opportunity comes in the fact that some of these guys don't know what to do with their business. They don't know to sell it, how to sell it. They don't know who to go to sell it. Some of them don't even think about selling it. They need a way out, though. They need a way out of their business. And that's where you can come in. That's where you can take advantage of the opportunity. And if you've ever wanted to own a business, this is your chance. This is going to be a huge time for anyone that wants to own a brick and mortar, I should say brick and mortar business. Most of them are, but there are some out there too that are selling online businesses and for the same reasons. So now's your chance. Now it will take some money. You'll have to have some money in most cases, not in all cases. Some of these people will do a no money down seller financing deal, but seller financing is a great way to get into these. Now, why is seller financing such a big deal right now? Well, interest rates are high. They're really way too high, and it's making it difficult to sell anything. Makes it difficult to sell real estate, makes it difficult to sell a business. So lenders are tightening their lending standards a lot. Also makes it difficult to sell real estate or sell a business. And makes it difficult on both ends of the deal, the seller and the buyer. So if these guys want to sell these businesses, what do they have to do? Well, they have to do some seller financing. They're going to have to make some kind of arrangement that doesn't include a bank, or that at least minimizes the bank's involvement in their sale. So what you have to do is make these business owners happy to sell. This is where you can make a really creative deal and minimize your exposure to a lender, to a bank, traditional lender, and maybe help these business owners continue to earn an income off of their business after they've sold it. So a BizBuy.com insight report states that many lenders are requiring at least a 10% note from the seller. Buyers are also looking to ease their minds about an uncertain future and asking for some seller financing. So even some of the lenders, because they've tightened their lending standards so much, they want these sellers to still be involved in the business by having a 10% note on the property, on the business. And that's great. But, you know, my preference will be just leave the bank out altogether. Make a deal with the seller. If he was getting ready to close the thing down anyway and just sell off all the assets, why not give him a down payment, have him carry the note on the whole thing? He can keep earning income on the business. Now, the great deal comes in when the business owns the real estate they occupy as well, because then you got two properties. You're buying a business and you're buying the real estate. And as it's been my experience, the best way to do that, I'm not an attorney or a tax professional or anything, but if I were doing that, if I were buying a business and the business owned the real estate, I would put those two things into two different company entities. I would lease one company, lease the real estate to the business, keep them separate, because as a buyer, if I ever wanted to sell that business, I could always just sell the business without the real estate. It would make it nice and easy if they're already separated, and keep the business on as a tenant. Now, in the market that I work in quite a bit in the Permian Basin area, a lot of the oil and gas companies out there do that kind of thing all the time. Most of them want to lease their property, but if they ever want to own it, usually they'll put it in another company name. And sometimes you'll have one of these companies that owns the real estate that they occupy. They'll want to do a sale lease back situation where they will sell that property, have a sale take place on the property, sell the property to an investor. The investors will lease it back to the company that they bought it from. So they remain on as a tenant. That way they get their cash back out of that building, their equity that they've got tied up in it, and they can use that for your business and invest that in something that's going to make them a higher return. So I look at that as a double bonus when there's real estate involved in buying one of these businesses. That's what I would go look for first, actually. If I were buying a business like this, I would want them to own the real estate and sell it to me as well. Now, also, if they own the real estate, they can sell the business and keep the real estate for themselves just as easily. And then they'd be a landlord. And if I were selling a business that had real estate, that's what I would do. I would sell the business and keep the real estate. I would still do seller financing on the business. And I would keep the real estate and collect the rent. Then I'd get two checks every month. So there are so many opportunities in this, so many ways to do this for the buyer and the seller. This is a great time to be looking for a business, a great time to be investing. And regardless of what the economy does, this type of situation, this is going to be one of the bright spots in the next couple of years. And it's going to get better. There are about to be so many businesses on the market. Just imagine right now there's 2.5, it's going to go up to 12. So that's like five and a half times as many businesses on the market right now. And there are a lot of them. I mean, you just go out there and look at all the websites that list businesses for sale. They are full of businesses, full of clients trying to sell their business. And bizbysell.com is one of them. So, and there are a lot of businesses out there too that aren't even listed with anybody that are for sale. The seller's just looking around trying to find somebody to buy. Now, think about this. If you're an employee of one of these companies, if you work for an electrical contractor or a automotive repair shop or a parts dealership or anything, you know, there's so many different kinds. When you've been thinking of going out on your own, starting your own business, the same kind of business, why not just go ask your boss? If you think your boss, the owner, is nearing retirement age, just go ask him, say, hey, are you thinking about retiring anytime soon? If you do, I would be interested in buying your business. And you might be surprised at how many of them would take you up on that. Maybe they just haven't considered how they're going to get out of that. And that's a good way for them to get out. You never know until you ask. You never know what somebody's going to say. So don't be afraid to ask. So what types of businesses are for sale? Well, pretty much all of them. Every type that you can think of. Now, you know, the two that I mentioned that I'm working with are in the construction industry. There's a roofing company, and it's a large roofing company, and an air conditioning company. But there are also, think about other people in that same industry, plumbers, electricians, roofing companies, floor covering companies, concrete companies, all owned by baby boomers wanting to retire. I know right now I can think of an electrician, and let's see, I think I can think of a plumber that are all at retirement age. They want to get out. So what else is out there? Just drive around and look. Man, there are all these places. They're everywhere. Think about a business that's been around for as long as you can remember. A small, locally owned business that's been around for a long, long time. And those are the types of places that you're gonna run across. You know, another sad thing that happens too is sometimes these business owners, they get sick and they're too sick maybe even to worry about their business, and they just decide to close it without even considering selling it. Or maybe they die before they have done anything to prepare to get their business to have, they don't have a succession plan in their business. They don't have a way or a path for the ownership of that business to change hands if anything happens to them. So those are opportunities right there for somebody to help them out. You can help them out of their business. A lot of these people are looking for a way out. Make them happy to sell by helping them earn an income after they sell by seller financing it. And I think you'll find that those businesses that have been there, well, I know you're going to find that these businesses that have been in operation for 20 or 30 years, they're making a profit. They're a lot more stable and a lot lower risk than if you just went out and started up your own. I know it feels good to start your own, to start something on your own, but you know, you want to succeed too. You don't want to go bankrupt. You want a business that's going to make you money and going to be a success. So think about that. Think about buying something that's already profitable, already established, is not going to go away. Well, that's about it for this episode. And next time, we will be known as Financial Momentum, the same name as my newsletter, Financial Momentum, which you can find at financialmomentum.co. You can go there and subscribe. Once a week, I send out an email newsletter. And go there and put in your first name and email address, and you can have a free subscription to the newsletter. And every week I talk about it. Short articles, 3 or 4 minutes to read it. And I usually have some suggestions at the end, things that you can do to make your business better, help your financial momentum. And if you don't know what financial momentum is, go back and look at one. I have a previous podcast episode where I explain it in detail. There's actually an equation for it. It explains why rich people get richer and poor people get poorer. That old saying that everybody is fond of saying, oh, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Turns out it's true. I have a mathematical proof for it, but you know what? It's not an evil thing. It's not because rich people make poor people poor, like everyone thinks. It's math, and it's the way people behave. So change your behavior, learn the math, and you can get out of that rut. So go subscribe to the newsletter. Look at the first issue. It also explains that in detail. And I'll see you next time on Financial Momentum.